Shall we begin?
You're listening to the Dishin' and Swishin' podcast on HoopFeed.com.
Hi, everybody. It's David Siegel welcoming you to this week's Dishin' and Swishin' podcast. And college basketball season had an exciting first week, and we're talking today to one of the guys that was central to it being an exciting first week of college basketball, and that is Kevin McGuff from the Ohio State Buckeyes. Coach, how are you today?
David, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Well, Coach, it's always a pleasure. Coach, you certainly took on an ambitious opening start of the season. And now you had said that, you know, it's great to play 1-2, but you weren't so sure that it was a great idea to start the season with them.
Yeah, those are great games. And, you know, as we aspire to build something really special here at Ohio State, you know, aggressive scheduling is a part of our philosophy. But it's just the way it kind of shook out. We wanted to play both these games, and we got the South Carolina game scheduled to open the season down there. And then ESPN came around and said, hey, we'd love to put that UConn game on TV, but we need to do it on Monday. And so it was kind of like, well, we don't want to pass on a chance to be on TV. So that's sort of how it fell, that we had to play them in our first two games. And, you know, obviously we're disappointed we couldn't get a win in either one. But like I said, I do think it was the right thing is – and, you know, I think those were great games for women's basketball, and we were certainly, happy to be a part of them.
Well, you certainly got the respect of an awful lot of people. All I kept hearing was raves about the fact that you guys are scheduling as difficult a schedule as you have, not just this game, but you got Notre Dame coming up and, of course, Maryland in conference playing all four of the final four teams from last year. That's what this game needs to grow, and at least in my opinion, is, you know, teams that are ambitious enough to take a risk and put themselves out there.
No, I agree, and I think, you know, even if you lose like we did, you know, we learned a lot about our team. We learned the areas where we need to make improvements. We also are recruiting a lot of great players around the country who want to play in games like this, and so I think it'll help benefit our recruiting. And so, I think a lot of people don't want to put themselves in that situation. It's never been my philosophy to shy away from these games, and I think it makes sense, and so we'll continue to be very aggressive with our scheduling, and hopefully, I thought we played pretty well against South Carolina and didn't win, and they got a great team, and that was a tough environment down there, and we didn't play well at all versus Connecticut, but they had a lot to do with that. They're so good, so talented, so well coached, but I like these games. I want to really challenge our kids, and I want to make sure as we continue to grow the program that we're playing one of the most difficult schedules in the country every year.
Well, it seems like, you know, you got to get that combination going there a little better, Coach, because, you know, the first game, it was, you know, the backcourt was everything that everybody expected it to be, and the frontcourt struggled against the size of South Carolina. And then in the second game, the frontcourt played pretty well against Connecticut, but the backcourt struggled against their guards.
That's
so,
right.
So if you ever get to put all of them together at the same time, then, you know, you should have a great deal of success.
No, you're right, and that's what we got to work on. So, and, hey, that's what we figured out, that we got to get everybody clicking on the same page, regardless of what the other team is doing. And so, hey, I'd rather figure that one out now and, you know, give us some clear direction where we need to get better. But you're right, our backcourt was fantastic versus South Carolina, and they struggled versus Connecticut, and front court struggled down there versus South Carolina side, and they played pretty well against Connecticut. So, hey, we'll get it all, we'll put it all together and keep moving forward. And you know, I really like our team and think we're going to have a great season.
Well, you definitely, you know, you have some new blood there. It's still a very young team. You only have the two seniors, of course. Amarist Alston being one of them is, you know, a phenomenal player, and Kate Kraft is certainly one of those glue players that does everything right. Kelsey Mitchell, of course, was, you know, the leading scorer in the country last year, an amazing talent. Was pretty hard on herself in some of the comments I read preseason, talking about she didn't think that she was making a lot of the right decisions as a point guard and that she needed to do a lot of improvement in that area. You look at the South Carolina game, and there were, now granted, a lot of people missed, but there were only three assists. How do you get that scorer's mentality to dish but realize that her shot may still be the best option out there?
Yeah, you know, she's very, very hard on herself. And that's one of the things that makes her special. Is, she's the hardest working kid I've ever been around. And, you know, she really, really, you know, scrutinizes her game and how she plays and tries to make adjustments to get better. And that's what I love about her. But yeah, no, we want her to be extremely aggressive. We want her to be, set the pace for our team. They really get the ball up the floor quickly. And, you know, she's so good. She can get a shot anytime she wants. And so it's just kind of a, you know, just finding a balance of, you know, when she should take that shot, when she should kind of move the ball and get other people around. And I think, you know, 9 times out of 10, she gets it right. She let her team assist last year, too, along with scoring. But she just got the ball in her hands so much, and she creates so much. And, you know, I think she's still figuring out, though, you know, what's the best way for her to positively impact our team. And like I said, she does so much. She's such a great player. You know, and we want her to stay very, very aggressively. And I think, but what's going to happen is, as she continues to play so aggressively, people are going to be sending 2 and 3 people at her to try to stop her. And that's where I think you're going to see some other people on our team get really great shots.
And then definitely, you know, the one person that has been a little bit of a surprise to me so far, and not necessarily, you know, I don't want to be critical after 2 games of anybody, especially a young player, but Alexa Hart did so much in the postseason last year that everybody couldn't wait to see what she was going to do this year. And she seems to have had a little bit of a foul issue and have some problems staying on the court so far. But of course that, you know, that's going to come as the season progresses and she gets used to working full time with Shayla Cooper, who was only there for half a year last year.
Yeah, no, you're right. Alexa was great at the end of last year. She played so well and we really need her. We need her presence around the basket. But you're right. She's gotten in foul trouble in both games. And so we got to really kind of coach her through that and make sure that she's playing aggressively out there, but she can do it without fouling. And you know, we have high expectations for her. And, you know, she needs to obviously step up and deliver on those expectations because we need her. And that, like, when she plays well, we get a lot more balance in how we play and we're scoring more around the basket and from the perimeter. And I think that certainly makes us a significantly better team when she plays well.
And then when, as you look to go forward and you look at the schedule and, you know, you've got all of these new pieces that are so talented that you're trying to fit in, that's all going to take some time. You know, Kiana Holland, you know, after being out last year injured, you know, Michaela Waterman, you know, these are all players that, you know, are definitely strong additions to a team that will help definitely come conference time in particular.
No question. I think the depth is going to be one of the strengths of our team as the season kind of wears on. And, you know, Kiana Holland, she didn't get a chance to play. You know, she transferred and didn't play last year because of a knee injury. And so, you know, she just played her first 2 games of her college career. And so she's got a lot of upside. I think she's going to really be a great player for us. And Michaela Waterman, same thing, didn't play last year. And she's a tough physical kid who is a great team player and really makes other people around her better. And so I'm hopeful as we get more experience with some of these younger kids and the kids who haven't played much before, that, like I said, the depth will really, really be a huge asset for us.
Now, the conference itself, let's talk a little bit about the strength there. Maryland is another strong team. Michigan State was ranked again this year. And there's definitely a sense that the Big Ten is, I think, more trending in a positive direction than just treading ground like it seemed to for a while.
Yeah, no, I'm excited about our conference. I mean, I think we've got a lot of great teams this year. Maryland, you know, they've just coming off a Final Four run, and they have a great incoming recruiting class. They're really talented, and Brendan does a great job. I think they're going to have an outstanding season. And Michigan State was really hurt by injuries badly last year, and I expect them to be, you know, competing for a conference championship. And, you know, Northwestern returns a lot after a great season last year. Joe McEwen's really turned that program around and done a fantastic job and added some great players. So, Rutgers is really talented, and, you know, they're gonna be really hard to beat. So there's a lot of really good teams. It's a very, very deep conference. There's no easy nights. There's great coaches everywhere you look. And so, you know, we're going to have our hands full, and but I think we're going to have one of the strongest conferences of anybody in the country this year.
Coach, one other topic that I just wanted to touch on with you. Now, going all the way back to the days with Xavier, you've always had good luck with transfers. You've always been good at getting people in that, you know, can benefit from a change in scenery and can also help your team. And there's been a lot of discussion about the people that had had success that have transferred now, be it Lexi Brown or, you know, some of the North Carolina girls that had some issues there. You know, Stephanie Mavunga has gone to you, and You know, you also have Sierra Calhoun, who was starting at Duke and left. You know, we've had two different people on the show so far this season. Dawn Staley talked about things on one side, you know, and how it's difficult about the kids not making commitments. And then we had Melanie Balcom on, who was very critical of the way that the system has worked right now, saying that the inmates are running the asylum, in effect. What are your thoughts on the way that the transfer things are going on in terms of getting people to commit to the school and getting them to come to the school afterwards, you know, the whole transfer dynamic as it sits right now?
Well, you know, I think, number one, we live in such a different world. You know, I was a college basketball player many moons ago. My parents dropped me off and said, hey, we'll see you in 4 years, and, you know, if you have a problem with the coach, you better make it work. So it's like, it doesn't work that way anymore. I think that we obviously have been fortunate to, and the next thing I'll say is it can happen anywhere. I mean, like, there'll be kids transferring here in the next few years. It happens everywhere. So it's not, I don't think, one program or another program where people are leaving. It's more systemic across the board in women's basketball, and I think just more of a reflection of society when, you know, people don't get what they want right away, they just up and leave. And so that's kind of where we are. But, you know, we've been fortunate. We've added some really good kids. My philosophy has always been that, you know, whether you're recruiting a high school kid or you're taking a transfer, that if you can add the right kid and you've done a great job in the vetting process to make sure she's a great fit for your program from a cultural standpoint and a basketball standpoint, academic standpoint, then it's a great chance to add her. And I think you really got to look at it that way nowadays, because there's a lot of really, really good players who are great kids who are leaving places for a variety of reasons. And I think each reason for each kid is different. So my philosophy is if you have a chance to add a kid who's a good kid and the right fit, then go ahead and add her. But it's hard because, like I said, I go back to that's going to happen everywhere. And we've been fortunate. We've added some great players through transfers, also through recruiting high school kids. And our roster is starting to get full. You know, we could have some people leave. I don't know. So it's not one particular coach or one particular situation. I just think more of a reflection of the world we're living in these days. And as coaches, I don't know. I don't think there's a lot we can do. We got to kind of adjust. And, you know, kids, I think, feel much more empowered nowadays. They feel like they can leave and go other places. I know the NCAA and athletic departments seem to be have relaxed the kind of the rules and give them more freedom to go places. And, you know, I'm not saying that's necessarily a bad thing, because if kids aren't happy where they are, then I'm not so sure it's not a bad idea for them to leave. And so, anyways, it's tough, though, because, like I said, I've been on both sides of it. I've had kids leave. I've had kids come in. You know, in a perfect world, kids would go to a one place and they would stay there forever, but that's just not the way it works in 2015.
Well, the nice thing that as you go down and scan your roster is you're getting the locals to stay. And yeah. Ohio has always been a great source of basketball players, mm-hmm. and to get them to come to the Ohio State University will be crucial to your success over the long term. I'm sure I'm not telling you anything you don't know.
No, no question. This is one of the things that makes this job extremely special is the state that we're in. Ohio is an unbelievable state. Traditionally, we've produced great talent, and that's a big goal of ours is to make to create a program here where in-state kids want to be a part of what we're doing. And there's a lot of really good young kids in the state in the coming years, and hopefully we'll be in position to add them to our program.
Well, Coach, congratulations on playing that great start. I mean, I'm sure, you know, the kids, I'm sure, were a little bit disappointed by how they turned out. But, you know, as you mentioned before we started, they're resilient and they know what you're trying to do there. So, and they remember what happened last year. I mean, you guys lost to Pittsburgh pretty early, I remember, last year. And, still made a great postseason run.
Yeah, no, that's right. We played two of the best teams in the country. We didn't have the success we wanted, but we learned a lot about ourselves. And if we'll take that and we'll continue to grow and get better, I think we're going to be fine.
Coach, and looking forward to a long season for Ohio State. Congratulations again on getting it off with two quality games that, you know, at least they were, if nothing else, they were enjoyable to have you a part of. And anytime anybody gets to watch somebody with the talents of Emrys Dawson and Kelsey Mitchell, you know, that's always good things.
Yeah, thanks, David. I appreciate you having me on.
You take care.